This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. I have subscribers who ask me all the time to refute misinformation on ethanol in publications, and frankly, it would be a full-time job if I answered them all. But here's an example from a letter to the editor from the Salina, Kansas Journal. It read that farmers should support retiring the renewable fuel standard. It asserted that to ensure the best future for Kansas farmers, we should allow the renewable fuel standard to phase out after 2022 and allow corn ethanol to compete in an open market. The letter claimed that the EPA has already begun waving down required amounts of corn ethanol in favor of more costly advanced and cellulosic biofuels. While the RFS helped establish a robust market, we no longer need government mandates to survive. Retiring the RFS would allow corn ethanol to compete on a level playing field in the fuel market, unquote. While it is hard to know where to start responding, the RFS doesn't phase out in 2022, as some claim. The RFS mandates use of 15 billion gallons of ethanol from corn feedstock, but it is not an issue of the RFS forcing ethanol on the market. If there was actually such a thing as an open market, as the writer suggests, then we would have no trouble with ethanol making its way without the RFS backstop. The current market is controlled by petroleum interest, and without the mandate of the RFS, ethanol could sell for a nickel a gallon and they would not allow it into the fuel supply chain. They control market access to consumers, and they would voluntarily lose money blocking ethanol from reaching consumers if they could, because each gallon of ethanol displaces a gallon of petroleum. Petroleum retailers use all sorts of roadblocks to limit free market access to biofuel as it is, and only their responsibility to comply with the RFS protects the access that we have. Ethanol blends boost octane, and ethanol is the cheapest source of octane on the market. It is not costing petroleum fuel distributors or consumers anything to use ethanol. In fact, there is great savings in mid-blended fuels such as E15 and E30, where performance can match unleaded gas, and the cost of fuel is significantly discounted. That is why they restrict its use via regulation. The bottom line here is that the only reason that there is a semblance of an open market is because of the RFS, and without it, distributors would employ aggressive tactics to shut ethanol out of the market that were not market-based. The author says that the EPA is waving down required amounts of corn ethanol in favor of more advanced and cellulosic biofuels. I have no idea where he comes up with that contention. The maximum mandate for corn ethanol was always 15 billion gallons, period. That level has been achieved, and none of the corn ethanol RFS was waived. The RFS mandate was for 36 billion gallons of renewable fuel in total by 2022. It was 15 billion gallons from corn, and the rest was mostly to come from cellulosic production. You're listening to the Comstock Report. The cellulosic ethanol industry is not going to happen because the technology and economic feasibility for cellulosic ethanol is far behind schedule and nowhere near in a path that can achieve the RFS target. The RFS will be adjusted to match cellulosic production by EPA. Corn ethanol is not subsidized, while cellulosic ethanol production is not even close to becoming self-financing. The corn slice of the RFS has been tremendously successful, while other biofuels have struggled even with subsidies. The premise that the corn ethanol industry would be competing on a level playing field absent the RFS is delusional. All the RFS does is prevent predatory practices by the petroleum industry so that ethanol can have access to the consumer. While supported near current production levels, EPA would need to remove other restrictions on ethanol access, such as approved vapor waivers and higher blends, such as E30 in vehicles, to achieve an open market. If we really had full fair market access, which the industry does not even have with the RFS, we would be selling corn ethanol volumes exceeding the RFS levels. The outlook for biodiesel is more guarded. The Walls' Farmer had a headline that read, "Bullish on Biodiesel." The article written, however, made some unrealistic assumptions to support the headline. In talking with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association and their leadership, they previously advised that the extension reinstatement of the federal biodiesel tax credit was likely. They have since lost confidence in the chances of the credit coming back this time. If it does, it would likely come back as a producer's credit instead of a blender's credit. That would be a good change. Without the tax credit, the biodiesel industry will survive but not thrive. The best headline that you could justify is neutral on biodiesel. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.